Hey, old dogs. I just want to take a moment to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Smart Move. Smart Move is the best way I know to protect yourself from evictions and bad tenants. Smart Move has a special offer just for old dog listeners. Just go to tenantscreening.com, enter code OLDDOG25 at checkout, and you'll get 25% off your next screening. That's tenantscreening.com, enter OLDDOG25, and get 25% off your next screening.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is leaving a legacy. Hey, but before we get started, I always like to check in with you guys and say, how is it going? I am like so stoked. I keep hearing great stories about people that are doing really, really well, that are just moving forward here and have taken the plunge, so to speak, to get started in real estate investing. I'm just here to encourage you. Hey, if you're having struggles or you're having a tough time, you know, give me a call or email me or what have you. I'd be happy to chat with you. I'd be happy to give you an answer to a question. That's what we do here. Gosh, you know, I always like to give like a little tip or a little thing at the beginning here before we get started. Sometimes it's an update. Want to let you know, Airbnb, man. Okay, Airbnb is kicking butt, and it's still, we definitely had our struggles because we've had some struggles at the property where I host the Airbnbs, but otherwise, man, it is just amazing how like clockwork you can book months ahead without much effort at all. And for those of you considering it, there are a lot of ways to do it. We're going to be featuring some more info on Airbnb, and I'll be sharing more about how mine are doing and why they're doing well. I just think it's something you could think about, because it's one thing about it is you can get started with almost nothing. And it is as simple as, you know, opening up a room in your house to, going to an apartment and subletting an apartment building or apartment unit out. There's a lot of things you can do without having to buy a property necessarily. But we are going to talk about that as well. But anyway, just think about it. Let's move into our topic for the day, leaving a legacy. Now, we talk a lot on this show about that. At least when I share my goals, you know, I'm talking about creating a portfolio of properties that at one point I can hand down to my kids, my grandkids, and it'll be something that they'll be able to help them in, you know, their stage of life, or just as a means of something from me to them as a gift to them. And I know sometimes it can get a little confusing because, you know, the word legacy is used in a lot of different ways, and especially within a family. You know, you can talk about, well, that was his legacy. You know, this guy that created this, you know, Henry Ford, you know, this Ford Motor Company was his legacy. But within a family, you know, we're not all of us are Henry Ford or aspire to be necessarily, but, you know, there is something to be said about handing something down to your kids that is going to be of value to them. And, you know, that can take the form of something physical, or it can be something economic or financial, but it can also be you know, family traditions and the way we are together. And I'm just going to try to, you know, differentiate sort of between the two. First off, you know, I think that there is, you know, I'm just looking at my own family. You know, a lot of things that make me have come from my parents. And my father, he was a very hardworking guy. He was an engineer. He was one of, you know, like nine kids at one point in his family. And he grew up during the Depression. And it was a difficult thing. He lived up in the Sierras the Sierra Mountains. His family was there. His dad actually came over from Italy and worked in the gold mines there in Sutter Creek, where gold was discovered in California. And my dad even worked in the gold mines. And he's no stranger to hard work. And even during the Depression, his father passed away. He had to step in and help out his mom. He was a hunter. He would literally, you know, go out into the forest and what have you, and hunt for deer and so forth to help feed the family during those difficult years. But he's also like the youngest kid in the family. And so he's just a hardworking, great guy. And, you know, it's, as he got older, you know, he's continued that. You know, he got married, he worked hard in engineering, worked his way up, even got to go into aerospace and became part of the Saturn V launch team, the first rocket to the moon, working with Dr. Von Braun. I mean, just really a neat legacy, so to speak, of things that he did. And and at one point, years after, you know, I had grown up and I was in Haiti and I was you know, serving as a missionary there for 12 years, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do when I go back to the States, as we were already looking at moving back. And there was an unexpected inheritance check from him, after he had passed away. I didn't even expect anything. But it was an amount that I was able to take and to purchase my first real estate properties, and to leverage that and to grow into, a bigger and bigger portfolio. And, the legacy, you could say, well, that was the funds that came to me unexpectedly in that inheritance. But, you know, that was just a part of it. You know, part of the legacy was how he was a hardworking man, how he was a great father, how he was a great husband, and all the other attributes that, you know, I wanted to be in my life as I got older and I got married. And you know, there was some goods and some bad things. One, he was a really hardworking guy, and because of that, he was also gone a lot. And especially when he got involved with the Saturn V, we were in Southern California. That was in Huntsville, Alabama, Nassau, and so he would be gone a month at a time, and he was always working hard. And at some point, parts of me were going, gosh, I wish my dad was here. And but at the same time, you know, he was doing something great, and that was wonderful too. But it was one of those things that I picked up as I moved into business and started working too. And I became a very hardworking person. I guess at one point I would say I was a workaholic, and I worked very hard. And one of the drawbacks of that is that I was out of town a lot as well. I worked with Nissan Motor Corp, and we were involved with the launch of the Infiniti division of Nissan. So I was in Japan a lot, and I, you know, had a new marriage and just got married. I had two stepkids that were, you know, 4 and 6, and didn't get to see them a lot. And so there were a lot of things that, you know, that I you know, kind of wish you could do differently, a different part of your legacy. But as, you know, time went on, I saw that, hey, this isn't really, you know, this isn't what I want. I want to be there more for my kids. And so I started, you know, my own business. I started doing other things that kept me home and kept me more available for my kids. And so the legacy that we passed down, you know, it. Yeah, there can be a material type of legacy, a financial legacy, but you know, if you're talking about real estate investing, what does that look like? And as I, you know, have kind of looked at this, I've said, you know, yeah, I want to hand down this, you know, this portfolio of properties that my kids could draw upon for cash flow. And well, you have to have a kid that's interested in kind of wanting to continue that particular legacy. Otherwise, the legacy is basically going to be, let's cash out these properties, divide up the money, and let's go from there, kids. And they're not going to necessarily have that sort of what I call like an ATM machine, which is what, you know, rental properties can become for you, where you just have this constant income that's going in and gives you financial freedom. Now, unless they grasp onto that end of it, you're going to have the kids like many, you know, you look at many families, sometimes, you know, the most wealthy families where the, you know, the father and mother, you know, worked real hard to build up this incredible business. And then boom, the kids get it and they sell it and they just cash out. So that, you know, in looking at the legacy part of things, part of what I had to look at is, hey, you know, what I would love is to be able to hand this to my kids, teach them the business, and they can take that business, okay, and make it their own. And they could either grow it or they can just, you know, oversee it so that they can have that freedom to be able to do maybe other things that they love to do too. But it's a matter of being able to manage it so that it continues to produce the income that it does, right? And so I've, you know, kind of looked around at some of the people I know, and I have a good friend, a family that's very close to us. And he was the chairman of the board of our nonprofit, Child Hope International. And he's been a real estate investor for many years. His father was a real estate investor.
Evicting a tenant can be painful and cost as much as $10,000 in court and legal fees. The best way to protect yourself from evictions and bad tenants is to screen your tenants. And the best way that I know to screen your tenants is Smart Move. Smart Move is part of TransUnion, a trusted consumer reporting agency with more than 4 decades of experience. They built an online screening service for independent landlords that delivers critical credit and background reports to you in minutes. It is a valuable tool to help you when you are trying to decide who to put into your rental property. And they can help you find your next great tenant. Only SmartMove has a credit score built specifically for rental screening called Resident Score, which can identify eviction risk 15% better than a traditional score. With the SmartMove report, you'll also get a criminal background check, eviction history report, as well as a full credit report. And only SmartMove has Income Insights, a report enabling you to analyze renter income to determine if further verification is needed. See why 9 out of 10 users recommend SmartMove, and more than 4 million landlords have used SmartMove to make better leasing decisions. SmartMove has a special offer just for Old Dog listeners. Go to tenantscreening.com, enter code OLDDOG25, and you'll get 25% off your next screening. That's tenantscreening.com. Use code OLDDOG25 at checkout for 25% off your next screening. SmartMove. Reduce your risk of non-payment and evictions.
I look at that and I go, wow, you know, that's great how his father was able to bring him into it so that he could do the same. And it was interesting when he first started, you know, he was interested in having his kids get involved, but they, you know, all had their own ideas on what they wanted to do. And you know, there's some that had a little more interest than others, or they do it as a part-time job while they're going to school or summers or whatever. And what has really been interesting in watching this over the years is that almost all of his kids now are in his real estate investing business. I mean, in one role or another. And I am going, this is so cool, because not only are they doing it and they're benefiting from it, they're all making good salaries. They're growing and learning this, but they are learning how to run this and how to also take it to the next level if they want to, or learn everything they can and go off and start their own companies if they want to. But they've got this real profitable one that their dad started. So that's kind of, you know, I've been looking at it and I'm going, gosh, you know, well, my kids have other interests. Some are more creative and they want to, you know, be in music, or they want to do this. And you know, are they going to want to, you know, sit down and evaluate properties and search for good markets and do things that I do on a regular basis? And that's kind of where it comes in, is that legacy has to be part of something that you've already set up in your family, where your kids and you are doing things on a regular basis. You know, I started off sort of the wrong way with my kids. Well, I now have 7 kids. I started with we had 2 stepkids and beautiful kids that I love. And to this day, they are just an important part of our lives, and the parents of the 4 grandkids that we have currently. But I still have a bunch of other kids. I have 3 kids that my wife and I had together, and we have 2 beautiful babies that we adopted from Haiti, and which are not babies anymore by any means. But nonetheless, there's 7 kids, and they're all, you know, they're all different. They have different personalities and different interests. And my youngest son, 16, you know, he wants to be in the NFL right now. So, you know, I'm just kind of saying, hey, you just want to hedge your bet, maybe have some other interest. And he says, well, okay, maybe I'll take business classes in school or whatever. And then I've got a son who's 19, who is interested in real estate investing, is looking for his first property, wants to get into it. And I'm looking at sort of the in ways to be able to do this. But I think that this is something that those of you out there that have kids that are interested in handing down this legacy might be interested in really just exploring, and maybe even sitting down and talking with your kids about this, saying, hey, you know, we're creating this thing here that we want to be something that we can hand down to you, not just to liquidate it and sell it. And, you know, but if that's what you decide, that's what you decide. Once we hand it to you, it's yours. But, you know, something that we think would be a benefit to you to maintain and to continue as a means to be able to help you maybe do your music thing, or to do your sports thing, or whatever it may be. There has to be somebody to be able to oversee this if it's going to really be a family business. I mean, yeah, you could hire outside people to run it and have it continue to benefit your family, which is another option too. You can find some great folks to do that and just make, you know, part of that business entity is that X amount of the profits will go to your family as part of a trust or something along those lines. But that's just something I was thinking about, and I was thinking, you know, the legacy I want to share with my kids is, you know, is as far as a life legacy, is a dad that's always available, that's not just totally immersed in his work and the things that he's doing, but always has time for them, can spend time with them, so that they might want to do what you do because they like who you are and what you do. And if I'm, you know, like I was when I started, you know, this workaholic dad that's never there, you know, they're not going to want to be like that. And so I just, you know, I know this is really personal kind of a discussion here, and I'm pretty much improvising as I'm going on. I'm just sharing what's on my heart, is that I think a legacy is a great thing to hand down to your family. You know, some people are thinking, well, I have a legacy, I'm going to leave a name for myself or a name for my family. And that too can be a legacy too. But, you know, what's going to matter to me is something that I can leave to them that will help them for the long term, and maybe help my grandkids too, and maybe their grandkids. So think about it. Think about some of the people you know out there, maybe very, very visible people in public, and you look at how they bring their kids into their business, and how you see that they're learning that business. So they don't necessarily have to do your business. They could go out and start their own, but they can learn something that is part of that legacy that you hand down to them. So handing down your properties to your kids, it could work either way, right? It could be something that, boom, they want to jump into and they want to perpetuate it, or they may want to just cash out. But, you know, here are a couple of tips that you could use maybe to maybe pull your kids in a little bit and maybe get them involved. Is one, you know, during the summers, while your kids are around, for example, maybe they could come and they could do a little work with you, and you could have them, in the office, or you could have them out, maybe rehabbing a place or getting involved in certain areas where they can have sort of a hands-on appeal and start to learn, teach them how to analyze a property and things like that. There's little stuff you could even do with the younger kids. There's a Cash Flow 101, I think it's called, the Rich Dad puts out, that it's kind of like a Monopoly game on steroids, but it's a great way to teach kids about cash flow and some of the basics that you would need in getting involved with real estate. Get them excited about it. There's even a kid's edition of Rich Dad Poor Dad, and you can read that to them every now and then or something, or have them read it, just get them thinking about understanding real estate investing helped me to kind of accomplish the dreams that I have. I wouldn't necessarily have to be a real estate investor, but maybe real estate investing can help me get to my dream and be able to enjoy my dream. So those are just a few things that you might want to think about in terms of how do I get my kids excited or involved in what we're doing. As you look at your real estate business, maybe just picking up a duplex or two and just to supplement your income a little bit, or maybe you're going to go out and buy office buildings and do some major commercial investment or something. But whatever it may be, I think that's a smart plan, and we also have built into part of that legacy is being able to have whatever we fund to be able to help our efforts in Haiti and in other parts of the world and other things that we find are important that'll help other people outside of our family. So think about that. What is your legacy? What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want to hand down to your kids? Whatever you do here in real estate, be able to benefit the next generations of your family. Anyway, that's it for today. Something to think about anyway. Please note, everything I talked about here is just pretty random today, but I'll have some notes in there too about this, and you can check that out in our show notes at the Old Dogs website. But until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.